This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Musgrove joins us right now here on Gwen and Chris. Joe, how are you today, my friend?
Gentlemen, what's going on? Before we get started, I just want to bring something to your attention. I don't know if Scravey mentioned anything to you guys, but his name is not being held in very high regard in the Padre clubhouse right now. He gave a lot of dudes in here the cold shoulder yesterday, and some guys just aren't happy about it. So
cold shoulder yesterday, or the other day.
It's funny you mentioned that, because he said yesterday that he was in the area, and he made reference to the fact that he didn't actually say hi. And I asked him, I was like, hey, man, you were on the field and you actually didn't say hi to Joe while you were down. So apparently it wasn't just you. It was a lot more than just you.
It seems like it, man, you know. Sad.
Wow, that's terrible.
You have no
Scraby.
Idea how much I'm crawling out of my skin right now. But
Scrave, I'm messing with you, dude. You know what's funny, dude, is my mom actually called me yesterday. She loves the show. She listens to you guys daily. So she called me and she goes, I know you're going on the show tomorrow. You got to give Scraby some trash talk and wear him out a little bit.
I love it.
They're joking about it, but we love you, Scrape.
All right, thanks. Thank you very much.
That would be hilarious if Manny awesome. Machado and Fernando Tatis were over in the corner going, can you believe that guy won't even come over and say hi
to us? I'm just trying to stay out of the way, okay? I'm just trying to stay out of the way. But thank you for that. That was great. That was
very
great.
Good. Yeah. Very good.
So what's going on, guys?
I don't know.
You know, Tony? You're on the show. I guess we should be asking you questions as opposed to the other way around. So, you guys come here to Dodger Stadium. This place has not been very good to this ball club, this organization, in quite some time. I mean, obviously it's early in the season, Joe, but you know, I would imagine that you guys are tired of coming in here and getting your butts whooped.
Yeah, you know, I mean, a lot of that is brought to the surface by the fans and, you know, the excitement of the series and whatnot. But, you know, I just feel like we feel like a different team this year mentally. You know, we feel like we're very confident and secure in the work that we've been putting in and where we're at as a group. So coming in here, it has a little bit different of a feeling. We just feel really good about where we're at and taking care of our business.
Joe, can you be a little more specific on some of the things that you're seeing from this ball club 15 games in that makes you believe, maybe you personally and the team believe that this season's going to be a whole lot more different than things turned out last year?
Yeah, I think just the overall engagement from the group as a whole, starting with Shilty. You know, he's laid out a really good foundation for how things are going to go this season. He's put the right people in place. The staff has been incredible. They're here hours before any of us, prepping and getting things ready, always available to us. And guys are taking more ownership of the routines. There's a little bit more freedom in there to kind of create your own routine and do what you want. We have, you know, daily sessions of these guys breaking down the game and, you know, talking about where we can be better, definitely celebrating the good things. But, you know, a lot of that comes from Shilty and his program from the top down. So it's been really good. On the pitching side, Ruben and Fritz and Petey that put together our reports and do the day-to-day stuff with us. They're dialed in. Everything's been running smooth. So I think now we're starting to settle into the regular routine after the trip to Korea and getting into the flow of the season. Things are going to continue to get sharper as we go.
I actually ran into Joe this morning, and it should be to nobody's surprise. He was already studying his next opponent. And Joe, you know, for you, you kind of gotten off to a little bit of a slow start there the first couple. I mean, just talk about the difficulties, and I know you're not here to make excuses, but again, having to try to set yourself up, you're going to Korea, you're coming back home, the season's kind of pausing, then you're kind of ramping back up again for your next start. Was it difficult, even though you kind of knew what was ahead of you and you were actually healthy this year, was it still difficult kind of getting yourself where you wanted to be, though?
Yeah, I mean, I think physically just getting there, mentally I felt really good about it. You know, we were aware of this trip for a long time, so I had time to prepare, and you try to create your routine to be, you know, ready a little bit sooner in the year. But, you know, sometimes you just don't get the response from your body that you're hoping for, and, you know, you haven't had the reps, you know, to get the feel right and get everything dialed in. You know, that's at least personally for me. So I feel good about it. I, you know, mentally learned a lot from it. I learned a lot how much, you know, I learned a lot about, you know, how impactful your self-talk is. There's a lot of hesitation going to that series for me, especially with the big layoff and, you know, just a lot of questions. So, yeah, I feel like I learned a lot from it. And I feel like as we go here and get more consistent routine, I'm gonna start to sharpen up.
Joe Musgrove is with us. It's Friar Friday. We are always ecstatic to have Joe on. And, Joe, this weekend you're not scheduled to start. So what is this weekend like for you? Tony said you're already preparing for Monday in Milwaukee. Can you over-prepare for anybody? And is it nice sometimes to just have a weekend where you know you're not going to play? Or is that trouble for you?
I mean, honestly, the most stressful days are the days between starts. You know, game day is your easiest day. I don't show up to the field until, you know, 3:30 on a game day, and it's pretty much just get ready to go pitch, and you get to go have fun. So it's these are the more stressful days for me throughout the you know, the week between starts. But I love it, man. That's what I enjoy about it. Like Tony said, looking at film, you know, that pretty much starts. And for Darvish, it's even another level. You know, we'll finish a game on the road and we're on the bus to the airport and he's already got the next team's footage up and every flight he's on film. That guy he obsesses over it. But it does. I mean, for both of us, I feel it creates a lot of confidence in your game and gives you the ability to go out and trust your pitches when you know where the holes are. So a lot of that stuff, and then a lot of physical work, throwing our bullpens, getting our lifts in, doing all the stuff to physically be ready conditioning-wise. So yeah, a lot more work going on between starts than the actual game day. That's kind of the light day and the fun day for us.
San Diego's own Joe Musgrove joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And Joe, one of the things I've heard you speak about was trying to differentiate your curveball and the slider. It kind of has blended a little bit, according to you. Talk a little bit about that process, because obviously you go to the off season, you have the time to kind of dissect it a little bit, but does that work continue on through the regular season as you get more and more starts under your belt?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm really happy with where the slider's at right now. I'm not, you know, quite satisfied with my ability to locate it consistently like I could my, you know, the old shape of my previous slider. And I used it a lot differently, you know, the type of swings I can get and the counts that I can throw in it, because it's, you know, more of a depthy slider and doesn't have as much carry off the plate. It tends to stay, you know, in the zone and look like a hittable pitch a little bit longer. So I'm just kind of learning the ways of this thing, but I feel really good with it. I'm getting consistent action on it finally. I'm starting to be able to trust it to, you know, the locations I'm going to. So, you know, I feel like I'm pitching a bit safe with it at times. You know, I'm not as aggressive attacking in the zone with it, which I can be better at. I feel like I'm good with that, with the curveball going in zone and out of zone, but that's going to continue to sharpen up. I'm working on it, you know, daily out here, so I'm going to start to see some results soon.
Joe, I know that pitching is a bit of a fraternity in the sense that, you know, you probably know a lot of these guys, not just your ball club, but others. And when you see the injuries to Spencer Strider, and then you see Valdez go on the 15 and Josiah Gray on the 15, and I mean, there's so many names, Garrett Cole coming back. Are you at all concerned as a starting pitcher about all of these injuries? I mean, I don't know how to fix all of this, but does it enter your mind at all? I mean, right now the Padres are pretty healthy, which is a good thing, but the rest of the division, not so much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the way guys are throwing the ball now, I mean, it's max effort, max intent. You know, the pitches are breaking more than they ever have. They're faster than they ever have been. You know, there's a lot of things that are contributing to the injuries. I don't know what it is. You know, the pitch clock, the sticky stuff, and all the different ideas are probably a piece of it and a factor of it. I think mechanics are a big factor of it as well. But, yeah, I don't know. There's not an answer to it, but you know what you're signing up for. It's a big risk you take. You get paid a lot of money to do, you know, to do this for a living, and there's a responsibility that comes with it of taking care of your body. And, you know, there's plenty of guys that get hurt that do all those things right. So, no one knows what's going on, man. You just – you'd hope it's not you, to be honest.
Joe, I have to ask you. I mean, what is your opinion on that? You know, max effort versus maybe throttling back a little bit. What is your take on it?
I mean, I think it's all about efficiency. If your body moves properly and, you know, you put yourself in good positions, it's hard to not go out there and try to throw as hard as you can. You know, you're competing against the best hitters in the world, so I'm going to give you everything I have. I'm not going to hold anything back. It's very hard to you know, manage that. As a starter, obviously, you have to do it. You know, you're obviously not going max effort every single pitch of the game, but you find spots in there to kind of dial it up a little bit, but you try to ultimately just raise your cruising speed, you know, and like the level at which you can maintain for 100-plus pitches. So relievers are a little different. They can come out and kind of blow it out for an inning, and hopefully you're in that, you know, 10 to 13 pitch range. But, yeah, you see it relievers even as innings go on and they get longer. Some guys tend to lose their stuff and fade. It's all conditioning and preparation, and I think the mental aspect of going into it, you know, as a minor leaguer, you're hardly allowed over 7 innings and 100 pitches ever. So you get to the big leagues and you're just kind of trained and ingrained that this is where I start hitting the, you know, the red line. So,
Joe, last thing.
A lot of it could be mental, but, yeah, that's it. Go ahead.
I think we've had confusion on our when to jump in the past, because I think Scraby made a promo out of it one time, and it was pretty funny. Last thing for me, you're not pitching today or this weekend, but can you just give us, as fans, just a little idea what the scouting report is on the Dodgers? I mean, the big bad Dodgers. I mean, what just the general, without being too specific and giving anything away?
Yeah, I mean, they control the zone really well. You know, they don't get into, you know, bad counts often, and I think they thrive on the fear of the power in their lineup of getting ahead in counts and, you know, letting pitchers work from behind and getting better and better pitches to hit throughout the night. So the key with us has always been to attack them, get ahead, control the counts. You know, statistically, they're a significantly, you know, better team when they get in control of counts and they're working from advantage counts. So for us, it's get ahead, stay ahead, and put them away when you have them at two strikes. You know, we're trying to limit the two strike hits and the free bases.
You guys just got some jewels there from Joe. You can now have a little bit of idea of what's going on when the Padre pitchers are facing this Dodger lineup. Joe, as always, man, you're a wealth of knowledge. We appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us, man.
Always enjoy it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe Musgrove there on Friar Friday, giving you the goods.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.